item is number 187.
Amend Revenue and Finance Code to streamline the procurement and contracting process.
So I have a brief introduction, and then I believe there'll be some amendments. Colleagues, this is a second reading of an item that we've been considering for some time now. Lester Spittler first introduced these proposed changes to the city's procurement code in March of last year when we permanently increased his position's signature authority to $1 million for goods and services, construction, and professional technical and expert services after a pilot period. In August of last year, we had a work session with the procurement services team. It was an interesting work session. And in the interim, Lester and his team has met with several of us and our staffs to hear potential concerns and discuss potential changes in a little more detail. As a reminder, these proposed procurement changes are intended to streamline the procurement and contracting process for the city. The city procures and contracts for hundreds of millions of dollars each and every year. Procurement services is our central support team that ensures the city's being good stewards of the taxpayer dollars that we spend, and also making sure that we're doing so as efficiently and effectively as possible. I understand that my colleagues have a few amendments, and I'd certainly like at this point for people to introduce those amendments should they so choose.
I thought that they were introduced into the ordinance, and so aren't we just voting on this as a second reading?
So no.
My understanding is that the amendment that I proposed, and I'm not sure about the amendment that you proposed, will need to be added today, because I just found out this morning that my amendment was not included. Well, so what you have here is the amendment that I had recommended. I was a little frustrated as well.
This is the fifth time this has been on the council's agenda, and I was ready to vote and say, you know, how great that we've come to
Lester, consensus. Could you come up and add some clarity to this, please?
I was a little surprised to find that out myself.
It's the sixth time, actually.
Hi. So,
Lester, what's going on?
Yes.
Who are you?
Lester Spittler, the city's chief procurement officer. Thank you. So this is the first time that the amendments are being proposed after the first reading. So the first reading was on November 6th, and since then there hasn't been an official opportunity to propose the amendments. So that's why we're doing it now.
So let's do it.
If my staff was watching in my office, could please bring in my amendments, that would be very
helpful.
Let's
take a 5-minute recess.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's find out what's going on.
Oh, thanks for the coffee.
All right. We're going to give Commissioner Fritz just a few more minutes. We'll go to a couple. There's a second reading here, 188. Why don't we get to that?
So do we need to table?
So, yeah, 187 we'll table for a moment. We'll go to 188, please, Carla.